Time now to have a chat to Kieran Ma, who's got a busy morning down here at Cranbourne with some of the spring stars who are stepping out on this beautiful morning. It's been a wonderful few days for Kieran Ma and the team after claiming another Grand National. Kieran, great to see you, mate. How are you?
Great, thanks. A little bit of a fresh start to the day, but we've got some nice horses in the trials here this morning, so I'm pretty good. It was, like you said, it was a good, great weekend, and we've got some nice horses, exciting time of the year heading into the spring.
We had a chat to Deck yesterday. He draws out a lot of emotions, Saunder boy, and both you and he, kind of hard to on face value to work it out, but he's obviously a horse that you just respect, and there's a lot of that sort of horse in your DNA, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. You know, obviously rode over the jumps, and that's the horses that I kicked off with when I started training, and yeah, I don't think you'll find a more passionate person in the world than Deck. It sort of comes out raw emotion on race day. I think he was breaking up before they jumped out of the barriers.
He said that. Yeah. He said he almost lost it when the saddle was going on.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't get a more passionate person.
Oh, I love it. Well, the focus is now looking towards some of your spring contenders. And I know you've got a few of the stars that are trialling a little bit later this morning, including Away Game. We get to see also Generation as well. Away Game's just, everyone would love a horse like Away Game. She's just an ATM that you've got in the backyard.
It's unbelievable. I think she's barely missed a carnival since she was a two-year-old. And, you know, last prep was, she was Group 1 placed a couple of times, and, you know, she's been an overachiever her whole life, so it'd be nice if she could knock one off before going to stud for her new connections.
Absolutely, and Generation's a horse with a lot of ability. What's his spring target going to be?
He was very good in the Manicato. Those Moonee Valley races, could be, on his radar again. He sort of stretched a fair bit as a three-year-old. I think he's catching up a bit now. He's got that little bit more strength about him, which they need to do when they go from 3 to 4 year old. But he's come up really well. So no, excited to see him.
Just with Away Game, Generation. I think Marabi's a bit behind the others campaign-wise. But you've got a lot of those sprinters. There's obviously a tug of war between the Sydney and Melbourne regarding sprinters. You know, we announce the bonuses and then they announce a prize money increase. And you're going to have a few cabs in the rank waiting which way to go. Have you got any inclination with most of yours about where you're heading?
Well, like you said, we've got a lot of horses sort of heading in the same direction. So, yeah, Sydney's real, it's just horses for courses, really. You know, if the track's a little bit wetter up there, if the rating of the race or the conditions of the race suit a little bit better up there, it's a bit like a Meccano set. We'll just put our horses where we think they're best placed.
So the horses first, prize money second. I mean, there's a big discussion about where all the money is, but it's going to be horse by horse, not prize money by prize money type.
Well, it's both, really. Yeah. You know, you take everything into consideration. Yeah. Like I said, the track, you know, might be where they're owned.
Yeah.
Prize money is definitely a big thing.
Yep.
And, you know, where they're at, you know, whether they've won a Group 1, whether they haven't won a Group 1, that sort of thing comes into it as well.
It was probably devastating a little while back that Hitotsu was going to be one of the horses of the spring, not just for you, but for racing altogether. The progress is great for the autumn, but it leaves, I suppose, that hole for the spring carnival. Who do you think is your number one seed from a major point of view heading into the spring?
Well, I think Colin Gatter seems to have come back really well. Gold Trip was a super run the other day. You know, he's a proper top line horse, that horse.
Is he a Cox Plate horse or a Cup horse?
Well, he's got out to a mile and a half before, so he could be a Caulfield Cup horse, but he does like that bit of give in the track, so Caulfield mightn't be his ideal track, but definitely a Cox Plate horse. Like, he was doing all his work with the winner last year. Didn't seem to be a whole lot between them, so he was great the other day over that trip with that sort of weight.
Will he campaign in Sydney before he comes to Melbourne, or how are you going to split up his program?
No, he's back in Melbourne now. So he may run Saturday week at the Valley. There's a 2,000 metre race. One to give him a look around the Valley. I think it's got a maximum handicap, top weight of 60. So that that might we might kick him off there again. Yeah, and there's another horse we've purchased overseas called Light Infantry. You mentioned Hitotsu. Mm. He might have been a horse for the Golden Eagle. This horse is called Light Infantry. He's run in a Group 1 in France. And then he's going to come out for the Golden Eagle. And then he's going to head back back over for Royal Ascot. So,
okay, who trains him over there?
Jean-Claude someone?
No. He's trained in Newmarket by...
I'll look it up.
I'll think of it.
And then will he go back to the original trainer and you'll bounce him back and forth between?
Yeah, he will.
Okay.
So, interesting concept, you know, but, you know, he's a high-quality horse, ratings-wise. David Simcock.
That's it,
sorry.
This is your first step towards becoming an international trainer, by the sound of things. You know, I'm onto this. Hey, speaking of imports, tell us about Interpretation, who we saw this morning.
Your big push from Deck yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Over-pushed. What do we make
of this? He trialled this morning in the first.
Got within 7 lengths of Hurricane Lane and Mojo Star in a race over there. That's pretty serious form, isn't it?
Yeah, like, he's a lightly raced horse. He's come over here, he's acclimatised. He's got a beautiful set of lungs on him. He'll have to win his way in. You know, have to go through a Bart Cummings or something like that. But, you know, he's pretty casual. He's a proper two-miler. And if we can sneak him in, beat the handicapper, he's a real deal, I think.
Mm. What about a horse like Yonsei, who just did unbelievable things in her last campaign? Can she take that next step up again in the spring?
I think so. She's come up really well. She was a four-year-old, obviously, when we kicked her off. But she had a phenomenal, like you said, campaign to round off with her in the Group 1. She ran super. So a race like the Toorak,
yep.
I thought might be a good option for her. You know, she's into a matriarch probably. She's not sure whether we actually get out to the mile and a half yet, but... we'll see how she goes, but she's certainly come back well.
Steinem, beautifully bred mare. She's going to maybe aim up at the matriarch as well. She's trialling here today as well.
Yeah, she's trialling here today. Rupert Clark through the Toorak also for her.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, she's like you said, high quality mare, and if we can just build on her page a bit.
Hey, just for listeners, we're sitting in the recently completed new tower. This is Manhattan down here at the moment, isn't it? This is this new tower, TVs, heating, everything, balcony, a perfect viewing position. I'm not sure the Caulfield trainers we wanted are actually using it because I can see them all on their balconies over there. But just from describe this training centre now. I know we've done this before, but I mean, it is amazing. I was talking to Mick Price about standing on his balcony not long ago. And no disrespect to Caulfield, but the comparison, he said, it's like apples and oranges. I mean, this is just a... And then there's the hills as well. I just went out there to watch a horse that I part own work over the hills, and it's a little hint of Shanti out there. Is this everything you expected it to be?
It is. You know, there's quite a number of horses here, but it's actually a dedicated training facility. With, you know, you got, I think, 4 grass tracks. Like you said, you've got the sand hills out the back.
Do you use them a lot?
Yeah, we do. They're good mentally and physically for horses, obviously. I kicked off in Warrnambool, you know, using a lot of the heavy sand. And, you know, it's a long way down that road, you know, of getting something as close as you can while still being at a training facility. So... it's been very good, and like you said about the guys, we're sitting in this tower here, but a lot of them can just walk up the stairs from their stables and view the horses galloping, which is phenomenal. Yeah. And I've basically got this tower to myself.
It's pretty amazing. Hey, you've got to go. I know you're busy. One last one. SMS. Have you got a Guineas or a Derby horse that we can follow?
Lethal Thoughts.
Yep.
A horse that ran in the JJ for the Vic Hustlers. He's got a big ownership group. He's trialled in Sydney the other day. He'd be one for the Guineas. And the Derby, there's a bit of a left fielder. He's a horse. He's still a lot of water to go under the bridge, but he's a half to Johnny Get Angry called Pound the Rock.
Pound the Rock.
He's about as big as Johnny Get Angry as well. But anyway, we'll see how we go.
Well, we'll follow his progress. Hey, Kieran, great to catch up with you out here at Cranbourne today, mate. Good luck for the next couple of weeks. I'm sure it's going to be a behemoth spring as always.
No, thank you very much.